Good morning, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Tuesday, August 11th. Today is Play in the Sand Day, which is perfect for the Eastern Sierra because we have sand, dirt, decomposed granite, dust, and at least three different textures of why is this in my shoe? Today's broadcast is brought to you by Great Basin Bakery. Coming up, Northern Inyo Hospital prepares to test entrance screening. Candidate filing deadlines are extended for several local seats. Mono County libraries add heart health tools, and officials warn about scam calls. Now, here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. Northern Inyo Healthcare District will test a hospital entrance screening system from August 18th through the 20th. The system will be set up at the main lobby and emergency department entrances and is designed to detect weapons. NIHD says the three-day test should have little or no impact on patient care or scheduled appointments. Officials say the test is part of a long-term planning for new hospital weapon screening requirements under California Assembly Bill 2975. Staff will be nearby to answer questions and help patients and visitors during the test. The candidate filing period has been extended through Wednesday, August 12th at 5 p.m. for several Inyo County board positions where incumbents did not file. That includes seats for Lone Pine Unified, Owens Valley Unified, Trona Joint Unified, Big Pine Community Services District, Darwin Community Services District, Indian Creek Westridge Community Services District, Big Pine Fire, Lone Pine Fire, and East Independence Sanitary District. Filing forms are available at the Inyo County Elections Office in Independence. For questions, call 760-878-0224. The town of Mammoth Lakes has also extended its nomination period for town council candidates to Wednesday, August 12th, 5 p.m. The extension applies because incumbents did not file by the original deadline. Interested registered voters of the town of Mammoth Lakes other than incumbents may file during the extended period. There's also a separate unexpired town council vacancy with applications due August 24th. For information, contact the town clerk 760-965-3602. Some mornings need a strategy. And by strategy, I mean coffee. Something baked and maybe a sandwich you can look forward to before the day starts making demands. Look, Great Basin Bakery has fresh bread, pastries, breakfast, lunch, coffee, and the kind of food that makes a workday feel a little less like a workday. Great Basin Bakery and Bishop, helping the Eastern Sierra start the day with fewer regrets and better carbohydrates. Now, back to the news. Mono County Free Libraries are now offering blood pressure resources through the Libraries with Heart program. Supported by the American Heart Association, blood pressure machines are available for in-library use at Mammoth Lakes, Bridgeport, and Colville branches. Library card holders can also check out at-home blood pressure monitoring kits from all seven Mono County Library branches. Officials say the program gives rural communities free access to heart health tools and reliable information. The Mono County Sheriff's Office is warning residents about scam calls from people pretending to represent the FBI or the Sheriff's Office. Scammers may claim you missed jury duty, have a warrant, owe fines, or need to pay immediately to avoid arrest. Law enforcement will never demand payment over the phone or ask for gift cards, cryptocurrency, wire transfers, or other unusual payment methods. If you get a suspicious call, hang up and contact law enforcement directly using a trusted number. Nominations are open for the 2026 Mammoth Lakes Chamber Business Excellence Awards. The year's theme is Rising Above the Peaks of Excellence. Community members can nominate people, businesses, or organizations in eight categories, including Business of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year, Tourism Champion, and the new Trailblazer of the Year Award. Nominations close August 31st. Tickets are now on sale for the 36th Lone Pine Film Festival happening October 8th through the 11th. The Lone Pine Chamber is also accepting entries for the 2026 Inyo County Amateur Photo Contest through October 31st. Northern Inyo Healthcare District has a new summer air quality article available at nih.org. And Levining's 100th anniversary celebration is coming August 28th and 29th. Those are just a couple of quick community notes. Quick reminder, the Eastern Sierra Now app, it's not just for breaking news. It's for days like this too. Hospital updates, election deadlines, scam warnings, local events, weather, interviews, videos, and the stories people are actually talking about. Instead of digging through five Facebook pages and trying to remember where you saw that one post, just download the Eastern Sierra Now app. Trust me. Search Eastern Sierra Now in the App Store and keep the Eastern Sierra in your pocket. And your hearts. Aww. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. Every good Highway 395 trip needs a stop. Gas? Probably. Bathroom? Definitely. But barbecue with the Sierra Nevada in the background? I mean, that's how you turn a drive into a memory. Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. Fuel for people, not just for cars. Go to coppertopbarbecue.com for more. Remember, Local 20. You're going to want to remember that. Minaret Cinema's Kids Summer Series continues Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. This week's feature is Despicable Me 4, and tickets are $2.50 at the door. See what I did there? King Lear, I was diving into the Shakespeare thing. I'll act like I did that on purpose. I didn't do that on purpose. King Lear continues at Eagle Lodge in Mammoth Lakes through August 16th, presented by Sierra Classic Theater. The Blue Heron Project has farm stands hours Tuesday and Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Mammoth Wednesday Market is Wednesday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Bar Sierra at the Outbound Mammoth. Old Mammoth Art Walk continues Thursday from 3 to 6 p.m., starting at Sage to Pine and ending at Mono Arts Council. The final Sierra summer night of the season is Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. at Mammoth Creek Park. Farm to Table Market returns Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Bishop United Methodist Church. Mammoth Wine Weekend begins Thursday with wine pairing dinners, followed by more events through Saturday's Wine Walk in the Village. And Inyo Council for the Arts hosts its free Investing in Artists session Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon, covering budget and estate planning for artists. Now here's your Eastern Sierra weather outlook. In Bishop and the Owens Valley, Tuesday brings a change from the usual oven setting. Expect a high near 96, ooh, freezing, with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. There's nothing better than thunderstorms in the summer. Trust me. Wednesday cools to around 90, with showers likely and a possible thunderstorm after 11. Thursday looks partly sunny with a high near 88 and another chance of showers or storms. So yes, the forecast has finally found a plot twist. Mammoth Lakes Tuesday high 77, chance of thunderstorms after 11 a.m. Wednesday is cooler, around 72, with showers likely and possible thunderstorm. Thursday stays cool for August near 69, with another chance of afternoon storms. Keep an eye on the sky, especially in the afternoon, and remember, thunder means get off exposed ridges, out of open water, and away from tall, isolated trees. Thank you, Eastern Sierra, for listening to us, Eastern Sierra Now, on Tuesday, August 11th. Thank you to the Great Basin Bakery for sponsoring today's newscast, and to Copper Top Barbecue for supporting the community calendar. For more local news, emergency information, interviews, weather events, and community stories, visit EasternSierraNow.com. Download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Jesse Steele. Have a great Tuesday, enjoy playing the sand day, and remember, in the Eastern Sierra, sand is not just a thing you play in. It is a thing that follows you home and lives in your truck forever. Forever.